Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We're going to stay with politics and move to Georgia, where the race for the Senate seat there has finally been settled. Republican incumbent Saxby Chambliss handily won and ended Democratic hopes to reach a 60-seat filibuster-proof majority in the Senate.
People all around the world have truly had their eyes on Georgia, and you have delivered tonight a strong message to the world that conservative Georgia values matter.
Susanna Capoludo of Georgia Public Broadcasting joins us now with a wrap-up. Good morning and welcome back, Susanna.
Good morning.
So the senator there, he won handily. It was not close at all, although some predicted it would be. What happened?
Well, what happened is that basically young people didn't go out to vote. African Americans didn't go to the polls. And Republicans did because they really had something to vote for. Democrats would just go as a favor maybe to Barack Obama, which was kind of the narrative here. And basically Jim Martin in this runoff tried everything. I mean, he even on Monday when Sarah Palin came here, I mean, the media kind of thought, hey, this is in the bag with Sarah Palin's appearance. But to try to top that, Jim Martin, the Democrat, appeared with T.I. and Ludacris. And there's this picture of this out-of-place older white man with these two rappers, you know, basically saying, go out and vote. And I think every young person looks at that and say, I know this isn't real. This guy doesn't know the difference between a T.I. tune and a Ludacris tune. So they were really trying to pull out all the stops, but it just wasn't enough. And it was always a long shot. They knew that. And I think that's what happened. And Republicans, on the other hand, they knew they had to save their party. And there's a lot to be said about this checks and balances. People like checks and balances in Georgia, I think, in general, and they are conservative. And I wanted to mention to you that from now on, Saxby Chambliss will be known as 41. That's
That was so funny.
We no longer refer to him as Saxby Chambliss. It's 41.
So
because, you know, he's... yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I was just mentioning, you know, because he knows he's sort of that fire line now, you know. He's the last one.
Absolutely,
to hold
referring
up
to the
any
fact
power
that,
for
right, referring to the fact that he's a 41st Republican in the Senate, holding back the Democratic filibuster majority. But why do you think the turnout was so low during the presidential election? Georgia had a solid turnout.
Right, and that was very exciting for Georgia Democrats because finally they realized, hey, we're like on the tipping point. I mean, of all the red states other than Montana, I think Georgia is like almost blue. You know, it wasn't that big of a margin of all the red states. We could be blue in 2 years, maybe. But Democrats, you have to figure out, you know, how to get their African American base folded into the party. And having Barack Obama on the ballot, they had something to vote for. They wanted Barack Obama. That buoyed Martin into this runoff.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the runoff, people, Martin, who is this guy? You know, I mean, while he is known, but it's kind of like, okay.
So he was an afterthought.
Very much.
He was certainly
I think they said there was like 80,000 people didn't even go down the ballot. They just voted for Obama. That was it. Hmm. If they had gone down the ballot and just, oh, here's another Democrat, you know, he might not even, you know, it might have been an easier win for him.
Susanna, you know, that song Almost Blue is a great Elvis Costello song, by the way, you know, since we're talking about Ludacris and pop music and everything. High stakes game for Jim Martin, though. If you're going to bring Ludacris in, you're going to end up looking ludicrous if it doesn't do anything. Sarah Palin wins, though, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
She moved the needle.
Well, I don't know if she really moved the needle. I think she kind of reiterated the needle. I think the whole narrative through these 4 weeks was they hammered this fact home to Republicans. You got to hold the line for this party or Barack Obama and his liberal agenda will just run through Washington. And that was hammered in messages. I mean, some people said, you know, the ads that were running were a lot of issue ads still. I mean, Jim Martin was trying to, you know, hold the line. He spent a lot on ads. On one way, you know, I talked to some of his party people last night and they were basically saying, we think we did everything. We didn't do any major mess-ups. And they didn't. It's basically just him as a person. You know, there wasn't anything to vote for. He's a very nice guy. He's very sincere. But it just didn't excite anyone. But Chambliss could have been Santa Claus, and he could have won.
He could have won.
Because it was the Republican Party.
And the Republicans did well in Georgia. Susanna Capoluto, news director of Georgia Public Broadcasting, thank you.
You're welcome.
So they went for the Republican presidential candidate in Georgia, and they went for the Republican Senate candidate in Georgia. Still red there.
I love that 41. When he first said that this morning, I thought to myself, is he referring to, like, George H.W. Bush? No, it's the 41st vote.